AKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball,
here on WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball as the Indians take on the Vincennes Rivet Patriots in non-conference play. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Glad you're with us for this final game of 2017 as these two ball clubs meet here tonight on a rare Thursday night. The Indians started to play Vincennes Rivet last year, played them over there, won in a tight game, and they expect maybe the same here. The Indians thirsting for a win with a record of 1-9. Vincennes Rivet is 3-3. Brett, good chance maybe for the Indians to get a W heading into the holidays.
Tell you what, couldn't beat that timing if they could. We talked on the way up here tonight that this is a winnable game, and their game on January 2nd against Hudsonville is also a winnable game. So it's good opportunity here for the Indians to get some momentum going into what's going to be the second half of their season, Steve, and eventually the LIC tournament as well.
And the Indians could get a lift with the return of Blaine Winningham from injury. He's in the starting lineup tonight. That'll give him some size inside.
Definitely give him some size inside. Very interested to see him in the starting lineup tonight. Figured they might work him back a little slowly coming off of a shoulder injury.
Be interested to see how much endurance he has, having not played all year. In the JV game, Lawrenceville 66 and Rivet 32. Skyler Toole had 16 points to lead the way. Logan Williams and Cale Powell each had 14, so the Indian JV winning 66-32 over Rivet. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Vincennes Rivet Patriots. Brett and I are back with the starting lineups of the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Your stress-free radio station. This is the new Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board-certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking member, FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sippet's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sippet and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, starting lineup for Vincennes Rivet. The Patriots are 3-3, coached by Mark Beasy. They'll start 6-foot junior Logan Keller, number 3, also in the starting lineup. 6'2 junior McCain Claycomb, number 5, also in the starting lineup. 6-foot junior, number 10, Austin Thomas, also in the starting lineup. 6-foot junior Colton Muzin, who is number 12, and Trayvon Taylor in the starting lineup. He is a sophomore, 6'3 sophomore. So no seniors in the starting lineup. In fact, I don't see a senior on the roster for Revay. So a young ball club against a young Indian ball club for the Revay Patriots of Mark Beasy. For the Indians, Connor O'Dell will start, the 5'9 junior, number 3. Also Christian Beeman back in the starting lineup as Randy Bishop continues to try to find a guard combination that will do well for him. Beeman is a 5'11 sophomore, number 4. Also Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup. Zeus, 6'2 junior, number 10. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup for the Tribe, the 5'11 sophomore, number 32. As we mentioned at the outset, Blaine Whittingham in the starting lineup tonight for the first time this season. He's a 6'3 sophomore, number 33. So again, for the Indians, it's O'Dell, Beeman, Marsh, Jones, and Whittingham. And for Revay, Keller, Claycomb, Thomas, Musin, and also Taylor. Indians finish up the 2017 portion of their campaign here tonight with Revay. Won't see action again until January the 2nd. They'll be on this floor against Hudsonville. Then the Indians will head to Effingham for the St. Anthony Shootout on Saturday, January the 6th. But that is then and this is now. The Indians are only worried about Vincennes Revay.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on here at the gym tonight, Steve. So the cheerleaders are wearing their ugly sweaters. There's a cheering section for the students. But what I want to talk about is, for my money, this is the best scoring lineup that Randy Bishop can put on the floor tonight. And with the Revay Patriots being young as well and also undersized, it's a great matchup for the Lawrenceville Indians tonight. Great opportunity right here to get a win going into the break.
Yes, indeed. And the Indians could really use it. Their Dauber is down. They've lost 4 in a row, 1-9. Difficult loss against a good Fairfield team the other night. And, of course, that difficult loss last week in a game they should have won at Edwards County but could not. And it'd be nice to get a win under their belts for the holidays with a winnable game also coming up next time they're on this court on January the 2nd. But you got to worry about the game that you're playing in, and that's what the Indians will do here tonight. The Tribe are in their home white uniforms with the white numerals and the red numerals and the red, white, and black trim. Revay in their traveling uniforms, which are purple in color with looks like black numerals and some orange trim. Getting set for the action here. Glad you're with us. Thursday Night Hoops. Revay meeting the Indians for the second time in 2 years. Again, last year's game was a tight game over in Vincennes. Zeus Marsh will jump it up against Trayvon Taylor, and we'll get this game underway. Tap is controlled by Revay, and we're underway.
Love to see the Indians come out in a trapping defense. A lot of pressure here to start out this game, Steve.
Keller across the timeline, double teamed, has the ball slapped away, and Beeman comes away with the loose ball for the Indians. So there's a quick turnover out to Jordan Jones. Now to O'Dell. And man-to-man by Revay here at the outset. Here's Whittingham on the deep left wing. Back top of the key to Jones. Right side to Beeman. Long three-pointer by Christian is well off the mark. And coming away with it is Keller. Long down court heave intended for Revay's Austin Thomas over his head and out of bounds right here near us. And it's Indian basketball.
Ball was here. The sure-handed young sophomore, Brett Hartman, with the stop.
Right on the spot. Here's Jones, right side on the wing to Beeman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now left side to Jones. Goes to the left baseline. Lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with the basket. And the Indians are on top by a score of 2-0. 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter of play at LHS. Across the timeline, Logan Keller tries to feed it underneath and throws it away. So another turnover by Vincennes Revay. 6:50 to go, opening quarter, 2-0. Tribe. O'Dell across the timeline, picked up by Keller. Now off to Marsh, picked up by Taylor at the top of the key. Zeus off to Beeman at the top of the key. Down the lane he comes, feeds it left side to Jones, now on the wing, ball tipped away, Whittingham recovers, now right side on the wing to O'Dell. He dribbles to the middle, now they work it left side to Whittingham, Blaine looks to the middle, back out front to Jones, right side on the wing to Beeman. And he's being very deliberate here against this man-to-man. Here's Jones driving on the baseline, loses the handle, out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians.
Thought he got bumped there a little bit. Curious to see how Blaine Winningham's going to fit into this offense. So far they haven't run anything for him to get him started, more of just popping out to catch a ball and then quick pass.
Trapping pressure by the Indians, but Rebe breaks it, and down low, basket up and in by McCain Claycomb. Big guy in the middle, and it's 2-2, 5:55 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball taken away and stolen away by Colton Musin. Feeds it now to Keller. Good job by the Indians to get back on defense to prevent a basket. Now driving down the lane, a shot up and no good by Austin Thomas, and he was fouled and will go to the line for Patriot free throws. Vincennes Reve, coached by Mark Beasy. 3-3 there, a record coming into this contest. Free throw on its way and no good by Thomas. Unusual, all four players gathered around Mark Beasy at the other end while the free throw shooter Thomas there by himself. He misses the second free throw and it's rebounded by Winningham.
That was interesting. Not seen that.
Odell across the timeline. 5:35 to go, opening quarter, tied at two. Jones in the deep right corner, now to Marsh. Down low underneath to Winningham, turns, shot in the lane, no good. And rebounded by Taylor. Outlet pass, quickly up floor to Keller. And a foul charged.
Oh, yeah,
a turnover.
Travel.
Turnover, travel. Yes. Turnover against Reve.
It's turnover number three with 5:23 here to go in the first.
Connor Odell on the dribble, across the timeline. Right side on the wing, top of the key to Jones. He looks left side to Beeman. Now in the left corner, Odell open for a three ball. It's off the mark, long rebound brought down by Winningham, but he's called for a push and a foul charged on the 6'3 sophomore, Blaine Winningham. Again, his first action of 2017, out with a shoulder, actually more of a collarbone injury than a shoulder injury. Reve feeds it down low and a shot up and too hard by Taylor, rebounded by Winningham. Now Marsh feeds it cross court to Jones, three-pointer left side is off the mark, long rebound, battle for underneath. Marsh with it, up and no good, but he was fouled and will head to the line for Indian free throws.
And with Winningham's picking up two quick fouls, that'll bring Ryan Moore in off of the bench for the Indians as soon as we get a break here after Marsh's first free throw. Now Ryan Moore with 8 points on Tuesday for the Tribe. Could see that sort of bench from him, spark off the bench from him tonight.
Zeus Marsh hits his first free throw. It's up and in. And the Indians lead 3-2. Low scoring affair here early. Second free throw is no good, but he was stepped over the free throw line. Lane violation on Marsh. And it'll be Reve basketball.
You know, we've seen that two games in a row now, Steve. I've not seen that before ever in watching sport or watching basketball.
Across the timeline, come to the Patriots. Looks like the Indians have gone a little zone here. Indeed they have. They feed it in the middle to Austin Thomas. Right side jumper is off the mark by Keller. However, the rebound run down by the Patriots. Top of the key, jumper banks in. Bank open tonight for Austin Thomas. His first field goal of the night, and Reve leads 4-3 with 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Jones in the deep right corner for the Indians. Back out front to Odell. Left side to Beeman on the wing. Now left corner to Jones. Back to Beeman, top of the key. Reve playing zone, 2-3. Left side to Jones. His three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. And the ball brought down by the Patriots. Quickly up floor. They go underneath and feed it down the lane. Scoring is Colton Musin, I believe. Yes, it is. His first basket, and it's 6-3 Reve. Nice break there. Left side jumper is off the mark by Beeman. Gets his own rebound. Throws it up there from underneath. Bad angle. Here's Reve with numbers. Two-on-one break at the other end. Keller's shot up no good. And a foul charged on the Indians. Nice break there by Reve. They had numbers two-on-one, and Keller went straight to the glass. He'll have to earn them at the free throw line.
Three trips on the floor. They had a breakaway or a fast break, and their speed is really getting to the Indians so far. Not necessarily their half court, but their speed.
Ethel up and in by Keller. And Ravey leads by four, 7-3, 3:36 to go here in the opening quarter. And a free throw on its way, got them both. 8-3, Indians could use a basket here, haven't had one in a while. 3:33 to go, opening quarter. Dale across the timeline on the dribble. Now Ravey goes man-to-man, almost a steal there. Jones comes up with it on the right side. His long jumper in and out, no good. Marsh tried for the rebound, can't get it. Loose ball run down by Beeman in the left corner. Beeman feeds it underneath, but it's stolen away by Ravey. Patriots steal it away, and now a foul, reach-in foul in frustration by Christian Beeman of the Indians. He'll get set to come out of the game, and R.J. Nelms is in for the Tribe. R.J., a 6'1 junior, number 5 for Randy Bishop's Indian Ball Club, trailing by 5. Across the timeline, Muzin. There he is at the top of the key now. Tries to feed it underneath. The ball kicked by an Indian defender out of bounds. It'll be Ravey basketball underneath their own hoop. McCain Claycomb, the 6'2 sophomore, the trigger man. They work it out front to Thomas. Right side on the wing to Keller. They try to feed in the middle, but the ball is deflected. Loose ball picked up by Jones. Now to Marsh. Seuss on the right wing. In the right corner, Odell, a long three. Got it.
There we go.
Connor Odell, the first three of the night by either ball club. Now at the other end, shot up and in by Colton Muzin. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Not happy with his team there as they got caught back. 2:39 to go, opening quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Vincennes Ravey 10, Lawrenceville 6. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
As we rejoin the action here from Lawrenceville High School, I want to thank People's State Bank and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital for bringing you this broadcast.
Full court pressure by Ravey. Odell waits for traffic to clear across the timeline to Jones. Now left wing to Moore. Ryan Moore giving a lot of room there on the wing. Now back out to Nelms. Top of the key, right side on the wing to Jones. Looks to the middle. Top of the key to Marsh. Feeds it underneath to Odell. Falls away from the right side and scores from about 10 feet. Connor Odell with the basket, and it's 10-8 Ravey. Here's Austin Thomas feeding on the baseline to Muzin. Underneath to Taylor, lays it up and in. Trayvon Taylor, a nice basket. Nice assist there also by Muzin. And it's 12-8 Ravey. Nelms across the timeline, loses the handle. They throw it up floor. Here is Austin Thomas laying it up and in. Thomas with a fast break bucket. And Ravey leads 14-8, and a timeout wanted by the Indians. The pressure from Ravey bothering them. 30-second break, a minute 48 to go, opening quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard sees Ravey leading Lawrenceville 14-8. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
R.J. Nelms inbounding for the Indians. 1:47 to go in the opening quarter here at Lawrenceville. It's 14-8, Vincennes Ravey. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Zeus March in the right corner, feeds it in the middle, but it's knocked away by Taylor. And here come the Ravey Patriots again. Moosin down the lane, lays it up, and he's called for a charge. Good job by the Indians to get back, and Colton Muzin tried to take it all the way to the hole. And it was called for the offensive foul.
And that was R.J. Nelms sacrificing his body to take the charge for the Indians.
Minute 30 to go here in this opening quarter of play. Nelms to Odell across the timeline. Right corner to Marsh underneath. Shot up and in by Moore. Ryan Moore, Johnny on the spot, his first basket of the night. And the Indians are within four at 14-10 with a minute 15 to go, first quarter. Musin out front against the man-to-man of the Indians now. They started playing a little zone, now gone man-to-man. On the dribble at the top of the key is Keller. Long jumper by Musin is off no good. Jones the rebound for the Indians. Down court he comes, feeds it right side on the wing to Odell, right corner to Marsh. Zeus feeds it cross court, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Musin. Musin on the left side, waits for his teammates, now takes the left baseline, puts it up from 12, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Nelms with a loose ball for the Indians. Less than a minute to go, 38 seconds, opening quarter, 14-10 Reveille. Odell on the right wing, top of the key to Moore, in the left corner to Nelms. RJ on the dribble, top of the key to Moore. Now they go left corner to Odell. 22 seconds to go, top of the key. Jones, a long three, got it. Jordan Jones, his first three-pointer of the night, and it's 14-13. Reveille, 11 seconds to go here in the opening period of play. Musin out front, leaves it off for Keller, guarded by Odell. Now to Musin again, 3 seconds to go. Musin near the half-court line, throws up a wild shot, nowhere near the mark, and the first quarter comes to a close. At the end of one here at LHS, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Vincennes Reveille 14, Lawrenceville Indians 13. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great, I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Back to the action here from Lawrenceville High School. It is Indians 13, Reveille Patriots 14. This game is brought to you by Larry Bowes Pizza and Citizens National Bank.
Skylar Toole in the lineup for the Indians off of the quarter break. Indians with the ball to begin the second quarter, trailing by one, 14-13, 7:44 to go. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here at Lawrenceville High School for the final time in the year. Long jumper, top of the key, it's good. A three-pointer by Zeus Marsh. Zeus with a basket. And it's 16-14, Indians on top. Across the timeline, Keller feeds it to Musin. Keller on, I should say, Toole on him. Musin down the lane, feeds underneath to Taylor. His shot up, no good. He missed it in close. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Jordan Jones across the timeline. Odell deep on the right wing. Now to Toole at the top of the key. Now to Odell on the wing. Top of the key now to Marsh. Now to Toole. Toole looking to Marsh, top of the key. Zeus lets another one go from there. Off the mark, no good. And rebounded by McCain Claycomb. Of Reveille, off to Musin, down the lane he comes, feeds it in the middle, now to Taylor, lays it up, no good, and the rebound tapped to Toole, but he has it taken away, and Reveille cannot come up with a loose ball. It'll be Indian basketball. Looks like most of the offense runs through Colton Musin, 6-foot junior. He's doing most of the primary ball handling.
Does a pretty good job handling the ball for the Patriots as well. Got a lot of scoring chances at the basket that they've actually missed.
Indians inbound. Jones to Marsh on the deep right wing. Now to Odell in the right corner. Back out to Jones at the top of the key. Indians set up a play here with 6:27 to go. Second quarter, leading by two, 16-14. Left side to Moore on the wing. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Reveille packing in that zone. Toole on the deep right wing for the Indians. Now to Odell, left side to Jones, fakes the three on the dribble. Feeds it back out front to Moore, right side. Odell lets a long three go, in and out, no good. Moore with a rebound, up, no good from a bad angle, and rebounded by Clakeham of Revay. Quickly up floor, the Patriots. Here's Clakeham down the lane. Ball intercepted by Jones, intended for Keller. Long down court heave is over Marsh's head and out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball. 5:49 to go here in the second quarter. 2-point Indian lead. Colton Musin across the timeline. Right side on the wing to Logan Keller. Keller on the dribble. Now left side, feeds it down on the left baseline, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Toole of the Indians. He has the ball slapped away from behind, and Revay comes up with it. Keller across the timeline, Musin. In the corner to Austin Thomas. Thomas on the right wing to Keller. Feeds it now down on their low. Clakeham, his shot up and in on the baseline. McCain Clakeham, 6'2", player with a basket. And we're tied at 16 with 5:10 to go here in the second quarter. Toole on the dribble, top of the key. Now on the left wing to Moore. Moore singles a play verbally. Now to Odell at the top of the key. Again, Revay playing a solid zone here. Now bounce it down low to a cutting Jones, who misses the shot. Gets his own rebound up, no good. But he was fouled by Trayvon Taylor, the 6'3 sophomore for Revay. And Jordan Jones heads to the line for the Indians. Jordan Jones averaging in double digits for the Indians. Free throw on its way, up and in. Jones had 13 in the loss to Fairfield the other night. Indians lead 17-16 with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. He rolls the second one in. 18-16, quickly up floor. Here's Musin on the deep right wing for the Patriots. Now on the high post, Clakeham, long jumper by Musin from the top of the key, rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Across the timeline he comes on the right side dribble. Back out front to Toole. He lets a long jumper go off the mark. Long rebound to Jones. Puts it back up. Rolls off, no good. Rebound brought down by Logan Keller. Long down court heave to Thomas, who lays it up and in. Thomas with the basket. 6 for him here in this first half, and we're tied at 18.
That's 6 fast break points for Thomas.
It's been a fast-paced game here at Lawrenceville, 18-18. 4 minutes to go. They feed it down low to Marsh on the right baseline. Shot up no good from about 12. Rebounded by Reveille's Austin Thomas, and now traveling violation on Revay as Beeman checks back in for the Indians, replacing Zeus Marsh. Zeus played the other night with strep throat.
And besides the quarter break, this is Zeus's first break of the evening.
Yep. Indians inbound. Toole out front. Waits for his teammates to set up a play. Now to Jones. Left side to Beeman on the wing. Goes to the left baseline. Puts it up from there. A line drive shot. No good. Off the iron. Rebound controlled by Revay. And they quickly move it up floor to Musin. Now to Thomas trying to take the baseline. Cut off there. Feeds it cross court now to Keller out front. In the middle to Clakeham. Back out to Musin. He will verbally call out a play. And Revay goes into it. Looks like they're going to go 1-4 offense here with Musin. Giving it off now to Clakeham. Back out front. Long jumper by Musin is up and in. A three ball. No question that things go through Colton Musin for Vincent Revay. 3 minutes to go, and Revay leads 21-18. Indians feed it top of the key to Moore. Lets the jumper go from there. In and out, no good. Rebound is controlled by Revay, by Austin Finch, who's into the game. Number 30, he's a 6'4 sophomore, and the ball thrown away. But an Indian touched it, and it'll be Revay basketball underneath their own hoop. Musin inbounds to Keller in the left corner, guarded by Odell there. Tries to take the baseline, feeds it in the middle. There's Finch, has the ball blocked away. I think Jones got a piece of it.
Yep.
And here's Beeman across the timeline. Pocket picked by Musin. Musin one-on-one against Jones, and he goes to the middle and is bumped and fouled. by Jordan Jones. Winningham back in for the Indians, and Moore out for Randy Bishop. Indians 1-9, trying to avoid their 10th loss already here in the season. And it comes to Muzin. Free throw line, now backs it out between the circles, and Revay will set up a play. 3-point lead for the visitors. The Patriots of Vincennes Revay. Here's Keller, guarded by Odell. Left baseline, cut off there. Back out front to Taylor. Now to Muzin. Dribbles to the free throw line. Jumper is up and in. Muzin with another basket.
I think that they've got to get a stronger defender on Muzin. He's been able to penetrate all night long.
23-18, Revay. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, Jones down the lane, right side, shot up and in, off glass.
I'll take some more of that, please, Steve. That's a great move there by Jordan Jones.
23-20, Revay. Keller, left side on the baseline, a shot up and no good. Taken there by Finch. Rebounded by Winningham. Up the floor of the Indians. Long three-pointer by Jones. In and out. No good from the right side. Winningham battling for the rebound. Finch has it for Revay. Now off to Muzin across the timeline. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up. In and out. No good. But a foul charged on the Indians.
And as we get set here for free throws, I want to thank WTHI-TV and Lawrence County Health Department for helping us bring you this broadcast.
Colton Muzin at the line for the Revay Patriots. He's had a fine first half, and his free throw is up and rolls through. I think that's now double digits for him, 10. 10 of the 24 by Revay have been scored by Colton Muzin. And it's a 4-point Revay lead, 24-20. Now they make it a 5-point lead, 25-20. Across the timeline, tool for the Indians. Left side to Odell, deep on the left wing to Nelms. RJ, right side to Odell. Right corner to Jones on the dribble. Jones top of the key. Left side to Odell. Left corner to Tool. Back out top of the key to Odell. Virtually a four-guard lineup here for the Indians. Here's Tool on the baseline, left side. Back out front to Odell, right side to Jones. They feed it in the middle, and we have a foul charged against Revay. Holding charged on Vincennes Revay, the Patriots. And the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop with less than a minute to go, 56 and a half seconds, second quarter. Into Tool in the left corner. Back out left wing to Odell. Odell on the dribble. Now left corner jumper off the mark by Winningham. R.J. Nelms, loose ball. Jones, a long three from the corner off the mark, no good. Long rebound comes to Thomas of Revay. Patriots with a 5-point lead. Chance to hold for a final shot here if they so desire. 34 seconds to go. Muzin down the lane. Left side throws it up there, no good. And a foul charged on the Indians. Colton Muzin at the line, M-O-U-Z-I-N, 6 foot junior. And again, Revay with all the players except for Muzin grouped around Mark Beasley at the other end as he shoots and scores from the free throw line. You got to have grit, confidence in your free throw shooter if you're not going to put anybody on the line there for an offensive rebound.
Well, the first time they did it was Thomas, and he missed both of them.
Yeah.
Muzin knocks down the second free throw.
27-20, 26 seconds to go here. Here's a jumper, top of the key by Tool, no good. Jones high for the rebound for the Indians, brings it back out with 20 seconds to go. And there's a bumping foul charged on Revay as Thomas called for the bump, trying to guard Jones out front. Indians will inbound at side court. 18.3 seconds to go, second quarter. Revay by 7, 27-20. And it comes to Odell, now to Nelms. Left side to Jones in the corner. On the dribble to the middle. Loses the ball. Recovered by Winningham underneath. And lays it up and in.
His
Lane
first
Winningham.
Basket of the year.
Yep. 5 seconds to go. Here is Keller. Top of the key. Long jumper is off the mark. Rebounded up and in right before the buzzer. Up and in by Austin Finch, the sophomore. 6'4 sophomore with the bucket. His first bucket of the night. And so We come to the end of the first half of play here at LHS. And after two quarters of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Vincennes Reveille 29, Lawrenceville Indians 22. Brett and I are back with the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report. In 3 minutes, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area, with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports. It is Vincennes Reveille 29, Lawrenceville Indians 22. Time for the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report. Again, 29-22, Reveille. Reveille led by one after one quarter play, 14-13. And lead by seven here at the half, 29-22. Reveille a little better of the play here. Indians have not been able to contain Colton Muzin for Reveille, and they've made a few mistakes and a few fast break buckets, and they find themselves down by seven.
What it really boils down to in looking at the team stats, both teams with nine turnovers and Reveille leading 16-14 in the rebound category. What it really breaks down to is that when Reveille's been able to turn the Indians over, they were able to convert on fast breaks, whereas the Indians come up and get into a half-court offense. Let's go ahead and go over some of the individual statistics on the night. Jordan Jones is our leading scorer for the Indians with 9 points. Zeus Marsh has contributed four. Pretty quiet first half from him, though. He's only knocked down a three-pointer and a free throw. Christian Beeman with no points. Lane Winningham with two. Connor Odell has 5 points. And Ryan Moore rounds out the scoring for the Tribe with 2 points off of the bench. Logan Keller for the Reveille Patriots has 2 points. McCain Claycomb, that's how you said it, right?
Yes.
Has 4 points. Austin Thomas with 6 points. Colton Moisen with 13, Trevon Taylor with two of his own, and Austin Finch with two as well for the Patriots.
Again, if you're just joining us, the Indians did win the JV contest handily, 66-32, three in double digits for the Tribe in that one. Skylar Toole, 16 points. Logan Williams and Cale Powell each had 14, so the Indian JV with a win 66-32. But their varsity brethren are behind. It is Vincennes Reveille 29, Lawrenceville 22 here at the half. Again, the Indians play here tonight against Reveille. We're off till Tuesday, January the 2nd. They'll be back here against Hudsonville, another non-conference game. Then the Indians on Saturday, January the 6th, will head to Effingham St. Anthony for the St. Anthony shootout. And then the Indians will continue at home on January 9th with conference play. The Marshall Lions come to town. But again, the Indians have only Reveille on their mind. And here at halftime, it is Vincennes Reveille leading the Indians 29-22. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Again, 29-22 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We're back with the second half. In about 4 minutes, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
We're back here at Lawrenceville High School, ready for the second half of action. The Indians were in the locker room for a long time. I'm sure head coach Randy Bishop reading in the Riot Act about their bad defensive play in that first half. Revay was much more aggressive, scored off of turnovers, and they have a 7-point lead as a result on the road.
Words were definitely said in that locker room, and not all of them good enough and proper enough for the radio.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Yes. Revay will have the ball to begin the second half of play. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here from LHS. 29-22 Patriots. Here is Muzin. Skylar Toole starts the second half for the Indians. Off to Logan Keller, guarded by Odell in the man-to-man. Now Muzin, guarded by Toole. Back out front, top of the key to Claycomb. Now back to Muzin, jumper off the mark, no good from the right side. Rebounded by Odell. Now left side on the mark to Zeus. Marsh down the lane comes Toole. Lays the ball up, no good. Winningham saves it, but right to Revay. And the Patriots have numbers 3-on-1 break at the other end. Here's a shot up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a 3-point play. Logan Keller able to throw it in off balance after being bumped. And a chance at a 3-point play.
That'll be Logan Keller's first field goal in this game. Coming to you with 7:25 left here in the third period.
Just underway. The Indians trying to snap a 4-game losing skid. Free throw up and in by Keller. 5 on the night for him. And it's a 10-point lead, biggest of the night for Revay. Trapping pressure by the Patriots. Odell feeds it to Jones. 3-pointer is good from the right corner. Jordan Jones, second three of the night. And it's a shot up and in at the other end by Austin Thomas. Thomas with the basket. As Revay struck quickly off the made basket by the Indians. Here's Jones in the corner again, right side. Steps back for a long three. It's no good. Rebound fought for. Marsh comes away with it. Feeds it back out to Odell. His long three, good from the left side. Connor Odell, second three of the night. And the Indians trail 34-28. This fast-paced game continues underneath. Taylor lays it up and in off a nice assist from Muzin.
Great Taylor. Penetration there by Muzin that dumps it off to his center, Trayvon Taylor.
And it's 36-28, 8-point Revay lead. Toole now on the left wing to Odell. Odell back to Toole between the circles, holding the ball there. Jones flashing across in the middle, and pass is intercepted. They try to hit Winningham in the middle, intercepted by Revay. Another Indian turnover. Here's Keller across the timeline. Now off to Muzin. Muzin drops top of the key, left side of the corner. 3-pointer on the way. Well off the mark. Taken there by Claycomb. And here come the Indians. Odell off to Jones. Down low to Marsh. Back out to Odell in the corner. Left side to Jones. The ball tipped away. Recovered by Jones. Down the lane he comes. Throws it up off glass. No good. Marsh tries to tip the rebound in. And he finally gets it to go. Zeus Marsh kept after it. His first 2-point field goal of the night, and it's 36-30. The lead is only 6. Was 10 a moment ago, now 6. Keller on the dribble, left side, left corner to Muzin. Muzin tries to take the baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up too hard, rebounded by Taylor, up no good, but a foul charged on the Indians. Trayvon Taylor will have to earn him at the free throw line, the 6'3 sophomore for Vincennes Revay. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter, 36-30. Vincennes Revay. Free throw on its way and no good. Here comes Noah Wager into the game. And also Ryan Moore, Zeus Marsh, and Blaine Winningham out for the Indians. First time we've seen Wager here tonight for the Indians.
Zeus Marsh getting some rare rest early in the onset of this second half.
Free throw up and in. That was by
Claycomb.
37-30. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter play. Revay on top. Jones left side on the wing to Wager. Now they go right side to Toole. Back between the circles to Odell. Left baseline. Here's Wager on the dribble. Back out to Jones. Out to Odell with 4:50 to go. They playing some sticky man-to-man defense here. Now we have a bumping foul, just as I say that, against Austin Thomas of Vincennes Rebay. Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop, trailing by 7. Jones gets it to Wager in the deep left corner. Now back out front to Toole on the left side. Now they go in the right corner to Jones. Fakes, feeds it down low to Wager. Back out to Odell. Long three-pointer is no good. And Taylor sweeps the boards for Revee. Outlet pass to Muzin. Down the lane he comes. Heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Colton Muzin with a fine move down the lane. And a timeout wanted by Vincennes Revee. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 4:26 to go here in the third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Revee 39, Lawrenceville 30. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Thank you for joining us for this Light 103 Sports broadcast. I want to thank Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy and Sanders Family Chiropractic for helping us bring you this ballgame.
Indians off the timeout by Revee, facing full court man-to-man pressure with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. 39-30, the Patriots lead here. Odell down the lane, cut off. Now on the left corner to Jones. His long three is off the mark. And the rebound to Muzin. And here is Gumbus Revee wanting to run again. They feed it left side. Shot up and no good by Taylor. And a foul charged. Well, the ball out of bounds. And apparently an offensive foul on Revee. That was on Taylor. Personal foul. He apparently came over the back. And so it's Indian basketball with 4:05 to go, third quarter. 39-30 Revee. Toole down the lane, lays it up and in. Skyler Toole, a nice move. His first basket of the night. And it's 39-32 at the other end. An offensive foul charged against Revee. Connor Odell took the charge that time, and Mark Beasy, the Patriot head coach, cannot believe it, over on the sideline. Taylor is going to check out of the game now for Revee, replaced in there by Austin Finch, the 6'4 sophomore. Revee fans letting the officials have it from over to my left. 39-32, the visitors from Indiana. Here's Jones in the right corner to Odell out front. Dribbles top of the key. Now we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians.
Going to give that one to Noah Wager on a moving screen.
So it will be Patriot basketball with 3:41 to go here in the third quarter and a 7-point Vincennes Revee lead, trying for their fourth win of the year against three losses. Here is Keller at the top of the key. Works one-on-one. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it underneath. Wide open is Finch. Has the ball knocked away. And coming away with a loose ball is Wager. Off to Odell. Lets the traffic clear. Now to Jones. Dribbles to the middle. Free throw line jumper by Jordan. No good. Rebound fought for. And Revee comes away with it. Outlet pass to Muzin. Losing quickly to the middle, down the free throw line, lane, shot up off glass, too hard, no good. Wager with the rebound. And I think it is going to be Revee basketball. No, Indian basketball, I stand corrected. Indian basketball against the pressure, man-to-man pressure. Toole trying to get it in and can't find anybody and calls a timeout. Going to be a 30-second break, 3:06 to go, third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Revee 39, Lawrenceville 32. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we're back here at Lawrenceville High School as the Indians take on the Revee Patriots. Indians are down at home by 7. I want to thank Sip It and Sweet Teas, Loeb Oil, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital for helping us bring you this broadcast.
3:06 to go, third quarter, 39-32, Vincennes Reveille trying to avenge a narrow Indian win last year at Vincennes. Full court man-to-man pressure, and we have a foul. Yep, apparently so. On Reveille.
Be on Austin Thomas.
So the Indians will again have to face pressure as they try to go three-quarter court. Trailing by 7, 39-32. 3:06 to go. Pass intercepted by Thomas off to Claycomb. Left side on the wing to Keller. And Reveille again forcing an Indian turnover. Keller down the lane, feeds it off on the baseline. Shot up. Well, shot up after a foul. Zweger was on the back of Mark McCain Claycomb. They say before the shot. And so Reveille will inbound underneath their own hoop. Marsh back in. And Taylor Osmond also into the game for the first time tonight for the Indians. He comes out front to Muzin. They put Jones on Muzin now. Here he leaves it off to Keller on the deep left wing. Now on the dribble, feeds it underneath to Claycomb. Loses the ball. Recovered. Here's Finch, a shot off. No good. Rebound battle for him. Reveille comes away with a loose ball. Reveille getting all the loose balls here. 50-50 balls. They're going the visitor's way. Keller on the left side dribble. Back out front to Muzin. 2:34 to go, third quarter, 39-32. Reveille, now they slow the pace down a bit here against the Indian man-to-man. On the dribble is Keller on the right side. Feeds it now top of the key to Claycomb. McCain Claycomb guarded by Marsh, left side. On the wing to Keller, guarded by Odell there. Off to Muzin, as I mentioned, with Jones on him now. Trying to stop the high-scoring Reveille player. He dribbles down the lane, puts it up, no good, and he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. That stops the clock with 2:03 to go here in the third quarter play, and Colton Muzin at the line for Vincennes Reveille.
And they gave that foul to Jordan Jones. That's his third foul. We got 2:03 left here in the third.
Muzin's free throw is up and in. Double digits for Muzin. Second free throw is no good. Off the mark. Marsh the rebound. Outlet pass to Odell. Quickly up floor to Jones on the left side. Spins to the middle. Shot up. No good. And a foul charged against Reveille. So the Indians giving Reveille some of their own medicine there with a quick foray up floor. And Jordan Jones at the line for the Indians. Minute 58 to go, third quarter. His free throw is often no good. So the score remains 40-32. Jordan Jones, 32 on his back. Free throw off no good. He missed them both. Rebounded by Claycomb. Outlet pass to Muzin. Here he goes. Feeds it underneath to Finch, who lays it up and in. Austin Finch running the floor for a big guy, and Muzin got him the ball. And it's back to a 10-point lead, 42-32. Tool top of the key. Now to Jones in the right corner. Feeds it down low underneath to Osmond. Back out of bounds. And a turnover on the Indians. Randy Bishop with hands on his haunches over there on the sidelines.
Well, he's up talking to somebody now. I think he's giving Blaine Winningham some extra advice before he goes back out there, possibly Christian Beeman as well.
42-32.
Deep on the bench now.
They go top of the key to Keller. Feet underneath now. Underneath Finch lays it up and in. Finch wide open on the baseline. Indian defense not good that time. 44-32. A 12-point lead. Odell in the corner. Marsh. Zeus lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Finch. Outlet pass to Muzin. Muzin feeding it left side. Shot up by Keller. No good. Rebound fought for. And Reveille comes away with it. And we have a foul charged on the Indians. Austin Thomas battling hard down there for the Indians. And Randy Bishop's going to send in K.O. Powell and Caden Doherty and Odell and also Osman check out for the Indians. With a minute to go here, biggest lead of the game, 44-32 Rebay. Top of the key, a long jumper off the mark by Claycomb, and out of bounds, the ball out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. Bishop trying to find some combination that'll play some effective basketball. Rebay just out-hustling the Indians. Here it is into Jones, across the timeline he comes, has the ball knocked away and stolen away, stripped away by Austin Thomas. Another turnover on the Indians. 44 seconds to go, and moves and looks to the sidelines to Mark Beasy. And then they slow it up. They're in control here. 44-32. 33 seconds to go. Moves in out front, guarded by Powell. Feeds in the middle to Claycomb. Back out to Powell, or I should say to Musin. Now left side to Keller. Now to Claycomb. Back out to Keller. 17 seconds to go. Toole puts some pressure on Keller. He dribbles away from him, feeds it in the corner. Now back out to Thomas. On the baseline, shot up, and no good by Keller. Gets his own rebound and a held ball. Possession arrow is in favor of Rebay with 6.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So Rebay with a chance to score here in the waning seconds of this third quarter. Leading already by 12, 44-32. And he comes out top of the key. Jumper is good. A three ball from the top of the key by Musin. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. All Rebay in that third quarter. At the end of three on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Vincennes Rebay, 47, the Lawrenceville Indians, 32. Back in a minute, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're in touch with Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
We rejoin action here at Lawrenceville High School. The Indians are down 32-47 to start the fourth quarter. I want to thank Wabash General Hospital and Neal Tire and Auto Services for helping us bring you this ball game.
Drive by Skyler Toole. Indians with the ball to begin the fourth period. Made a drive down the lane. Was fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll have to earn him there. All Rebay here, 47-32. The Patriots on top here. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman from Lawrenceville High School. Skyler Toole's free throw is off the mark and no good. So the score remains 47-32. Indians trying to avoid their fifth loss in a row. Free throw up and in by Toole. Three for Skyler off the bench, 47-33. 7:48 to go in the game. Indians with work to do. Keller down the lane. Feeds it back out front to Thomas. Thomas, top of the key. On the right side, dribble now on the wing. Goes to the right corner, dribbles to the middle, feeds it now to Finch, lets the jumper go. It's off the mark, no good. There's Toole with a rebound for the Indians. Across the timeline, and a double dribble on Skyler Toole. I thought there was going to be a foul there, and so did Randy Bishop. He is incredulous over there on that sideline. That's the way it's gone for the Indians here tonight.
Yeah. Well, this season even.
Yeah. Rebay with the ball. Again, Indians pressuring on the inbound, and it comes to Musin. 7:25. 47-33, Rebay. Across the timeline, Musin down the lane. Feeds it left side to Keller. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Finch pushing from behind. Pushed Ryan Moore. Foul on Rebay. Austin Finch, a 6'4 sophomore, effective off the bench, but he got caught with a push that time. And we go to the other end for Indian free throws, and Ryan Moore will be there for the Tribe. Moore has 2 points tonight off the bench. Indians trail 47-33. 7:17 to go in the game. Free throw on its way and good by Moore. He's going to need a lot of more of that. Free throws, stops, and hoops to get back in this game. Second free throw up and in.
And Ryan Moore doubles his scoring total for tonight.
47-35. Pass down low to Taylor, knocked away by Winningham, recovered by Moore. Let's see what the Indians can do here. They can make a push here in this fourth quarter. Winningham, top of the key, a long jumper up and in. Lane Winningham, second basket of the night. Now a timeout wanted by Vincennes Reveille head coach Mark Beasy. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is 47 for Vincennes Reveille, 37 for the Indians. Going to be a 30-second break. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at LHS with Light 103 Sports, the Indians down 37-47 with 6:58 left to go here in this ball game. I want to thank KZ State Bank, your community bank, Wabash Valley Services, fueling Lawrence County, Cunningham Young Funeral Home with 3 locations in Lawrence County to serve you, and Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport for bringing you this broadcast.
Off the timeout, Indians will pressure. Nobody on the inbounder. Man-to-man, full court pressure. Thomas inbounds to Taylor, back to Thomas. He'll work it up. Trapped at half court. They feed it to Thomas. Now they break it right side to Claycomb. Off to Thomas out front. Moves it down low underneath to Taylor. Fakes in the lane. Shoots. No good. He had it roll out. Tough break there for Trayvon Taylor. Ball went in and out on him. Here's Toole for the Indians, down by 10. Jones in the corner, three-pointer on the way, got it. Right side, Jordan Jones, a three, his third three of the night. Indians trail by 7. 6:25 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Muzin deep on the right wing. Back out front now to Keller. Now to Muzin, guarded by Moore, top of the key. Keller on the dribble, Logan Keller, junior. Down the lane, feeds it in the corner. To Tostin Thomas. Indians man-to-man, chasing all over the floor here. Reveille spreading the floor, looking for the backdoor cut. There's Muzin on the baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for and brought down by Jones. Across the timeline, and he's fouled from behind. Muzin went for the steal, diving attempt. I tell you what, that guy's got a motor. He won't stop running.
Oh, to be young, Steve.
Yes. 47-40, Indians trailing. 5:53 to go in the game. Still time for an Indian fan to win this game. Free throw up and in by Jones. Yeah! 47-41, Indians down by 6. Now by 5. Jones with the free throw. 47-42, again pressure. Reveille throws to Muzin. They go down low underneath. Flake by McClaycomb, and he lays it up and in. Claycomb with the basket. 49-42. Toole across the timeline. Has the ball blocked from behind by Muzin, but recovers out front. Now on the left baseline. Out to Jones in the right corner. Now back out to Toole, and the Indians will reset. Toole, left corner to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Top of the key. Thought about a long three. Now Jones lets one go from the right side. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Claycomb of Vervey, one and done for the Indians that time down. 49-47, moves in across the timeline. Exactly 5 minutes to go in the game. Left side on the wing to Logan Keller. Back to Muzin. Guarded by Toole. Down the middle at the high post to Clakem. Off to Thomas. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it off to Taylor. Lays it up and in. Trayvon Taylor, 6 points for him. The big guy in the middle. 42 for the Indians. 51 for Rivet. Almost a steal there by Rivet, but the Indians come away with a loose ball and bring it across the timeline. 4:30 to go in the game and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full timeout, a minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Vincennes Rivet 51, Lawrenceville 42. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Indians with the ball off the timeout, trailing 51-42, 4:22 to go in the game. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here at Lawrenceville High School. Indians facing that Rivet zone. They feed it down underneath the right baseline to Winningham. His shot up, no good. Jones trying to get the ball, does. Spins to the middle, puts it up from 10, no good. Rebound battle for Winningham, comes away with it. Another shot up, and good. Good persistent play there by the Indians. Winningham and also Jones on the boards, and it's 51-44, a seven-point lead. Muzin across the timeline to Clakem, back to Muzin. 3:48 to go. Indians putting a little more pressure on the ball now. They feed it underneath to Taylor again. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Indians with a break. Here's Jones. Jones left side, shot up and in. Jordan Jones all the way to the hole off a fast break. 51-46, a five-point lead. Rivet, so Randy Bishop said, let's put pressure on the ball. Now we have an offensive foul charged on Rivet, on McCain Clakem, as he ran over Ryan Moore, who took the charge down low. And the Indians trail by five.
Great job by Moore to get in position there. Took it right off of the chest. Gutsy play by him.
And Jones brings it up across the timeline. Ball hawked by Thomas. Try to feed it in the middle, and it's intercepted by Rivet. Turnover there. That's what you didn't want to have for the Indians. Now Muzin feeds it underneath. Wide open. A shot up and in by Thomas. Thomas now in double digits with 10. And it's 53-46. 7-point Rivet lead. Winningham across the timeline. Call for a travel. He's probably not the guy you want to have handling the ball.
No.
With pressure. And needed to get it to a guard and turned it over.
Well, really, there's only two guards on the court for the Indians right now with Skylar Toole and Jordan Jones.
Yeah. Across the timeline, Keller down to Muzin. They spread the floor, Rivet does. Make the Indians chase here. 53-47, they lead. Muzin feeding underneath, but he fed it right to Toole. Long down court heave to Zeus Marsh. Zeus to the hole, up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Zeus with his second two-point field goal of the night.
And that's only his second point of the second half.
Yeah, he's been under the weather with a strep throat. And he looked good on that play. And the Indians are back to within five, 53-48. And he completes the three-point play. 53-49, 2:40 to go in the game.
Randy
a lot
Bishop
of time
going
to go.
With the defensive lineup here, Steve.
A lot of time to go. Here's Keller feeding it now underneath to Thomas. Now it's intercepted by Marsh. Long down court heave to Jones. Jones goes to the basket right side. Is going to be called for a charge. Randy Bishop can't believe it. A lot of congestion in there. Jones tried to take it aggressively to the glass and call for the offensive foul.
Got a Randy Bishop quote for you here. He said, "Are you kidding me? What game are you watching?" And hilarity ensued.
And it comes across the timeline. Muzin feeding it underneath left side to Thomas. He'll bring it back out in the corner. And a timeout wanted by Revee. Mark Beasy right in front of him. They realized they were going to have trouble. 30-second break, 2:15 to go in the game. Vincennes Revee 53, Lawrenceville 49. Back in 30 seconds, this is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
2:15 to go in this game here at Lawrenceville High School. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball. The Tribe trying to battle their way back in this one. Trail by 4, 53-49. Revee with the ball in front of their own bench. In it comes to Thomas. In trouble. Loses the handle and is called for a travel. So a turnover on Vincennes Revee. Mark Beasy now disagreeing with that call by the official. Right in front of him. And the Indians will inbound. And it comes to Toole across the timeline. Between the circle dribble. Now on the right wing. Thought about a long three. Lets it go. It's off the mark. Marsh high for the rebound. But it comes to Claycomb. And Zeus reaches in for the foul on McCain Claycomb of Revee. And so we go to the other end for Patriot free throws. Big free throws as we're less than 2 minutes to go in the game. 53-49. Revee.
Which team can play better down the stretch here? Which team can be more composed in this tight ball game here at Lawrenceville High School?
Kane Claycomb with some big free throws here for Revee. First one is up and no good. Rebounded by Toole and a reach-in foul charged on Revee. Not a smart foul there. So we'll go to the other end for Indian free throws. They get a score from behind while the clock is stopped with a minute 58 to go in the game and only a 4-point deficit, 53-49. Timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 1:58 to go in the game. Going to be a 30-second break. No, a full timeout, a minute break. People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville trailing Vincennes Revee, 53-49. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Skyler Toole at the line off the timeout. Big free throws here. First one is on its way and good. Toole now with four off the bench. And the Indians trail by three, 53-50. A minute 58 to go in the game. So we're tightening up as we head down the stretch here. Another free throw up and in. 53-51. Full court man-to-man pressure. Almost a steal by Jones to Muzin. Now off to Keller. Across the timeline he comes on the left side dribble. On the left wing, feeds it in the corner. Here's Thomas underneath. Shot up by Claycomb up and in. Big basket there by McCain Claycomb. Claycomb with 9 points now. 55-51. 4-point lead, a minute 37 to go in the game. Big trip down for the Indians, to say the least. Zeus Marsh, a three from the corner from the left side. Marsh, a three ball. His second three. And now we have a foul charged on Revay.
That's five.
On Jones.
Five on Jones. He'll sit down. Sorry.
Shouldn't have reached in there. That was a bad foul by Jordan Jones. They need him in the game. Instead, he fouls, trying to be aggressive. So he'll come out. With a minute 26 to go, replaced by Connor Rodell in the Indian lineup. So you lose big part of your offense there.
Jordan Jones, 18 points already on the evening. Big, big foul, big loss for the Indians.
You got it. Free throw is up and in by Keller, Logan Keller.
Keller's been steady from the line tonight so far. If he makes this, this will be his fifth free throw knockdown.
56-54. Second free throw is good. 57-54, one possession game. Indians under pressure on the inbound. And it comes to Winningham. Quickly up floor to Marsh. Intercepted by Revay. Bad pass there by Winningham. Tried to throw it almost half the court. Now Keller trying to get away from pressure. And a timeout wanted by Revay with a minute 13 to go in the game. Going to be a full one-minute break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, Vincennes Revay 57, Lawrenceville 54. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking member, FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, off the timeout, Vincennes Revay with a 57-54 lead will inbound against Indian pressure, and it comes to Keller. Keller guarded by Odell, now double-teamed with Toole across the timeline to Muzin. Muzin back out for, almost a steal there by Odell, but the Revay Patriots have it now. Muzin double-teamed, feeds it now to Keller on the right wing, less than a minute to go in the game, 55 seconds. 57-54, single possession game. There's a foul charged on the Indians, fouling McCain Claycomb. So big free throws for the junior, Claycomb, 6'2 junior. Again, no seniors on this Revay ball club. McCain Claycomb at the line. His free throw is up and no good off the back iron. So it's still a 2-1 possession game. This is the big one here.
And with both teams in the double bonus, we'll be shooting free throws for the rest of the game, Steve.
57-54. Another free throw on its way. This one rolls through for Claycomb.
Got a nice bounce there.
58-54. Indians don't have to panic here. You can go down and get a quick two. Here's Odell across the timeline. 44 seconds to go. Almost threw it away. Moore to Odell. Now the ball intercepted by Muzin. Muzin to the other end. We'll lay it up and in. That guy's been a catalyst for Revay here tonight. 60-54, a six-point lead. Here's Moore across the timeline, goes quickly to the glass, lays it up, no good, but a foul charged on the Patriots. That helps out the Indian cause, stops the clock, allows them to try to score from the free throw line, down by six.
And we will see Christian Beeman for the first time in the second half as he comes off the bench to replace Connor Odell.
And for Revay, Taylor fouls out with 26 seconds to go in the game. Free throw up and no good by Moore.
And that's Ryan Moore's first miss from the free throw stripe. He's knocked down two earlier on in this game.
60-54, Revay. 26 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw up and in by Moore. Again, the pressure put on. And it comes to Thomas, long down court heave. Here is the ball knocked away from Finch. Austin Finch and a foul charge with 20.4 seconds to go in the contest. Indians down by two possessions, 60-55. They got to hope for some free throw line misses and some conversions at the other end quickly. Austin Finch, a sophomore, 6'4 player. Free throw up and in. He's played well off the bench with 7 points.
He's actually been their only sub. Reve going with a six-man rotation tonight.
61-55, two-possession game. This will make it a three-possession game if he can hit it here. And he missed. Rebound is brought down by Marsh. Quickly up floor to Beeman. Beeman, 17 seconds to go. Tried to feed it in the middle. It's recovered by Winningham. He throws a long shot up, but he was packed and fouled with 12 seconds to go. And Mark Beasy cannot believe his team fouled there. It allows the clock to stop and the Indians to try to score. 12 seconds to go in the game. 61-55. Three free throws and two also as he was fouled beyond the arc. That was not a smart foul. Free throw on its way and good by Blaine Winningham. His first game back has 7 points. 61-56. Got to hit all these for the Indians to have a chance. Another free throw up and in. 61-57, a bucket here. A free throw here would make it a single possession game. Free throw on its way, got it again. 61-58, and it comes to Keller. And he's fouled by Winningham with 9.3 seconds to go. That's all the Indians can do is foul and hope a Ray misses free throws and they can get the ball down floor with 9.3 seconds to go in the game. And Winningham fouls out of the game for the Indians. His first action back off of injury, replaced by Noah Wager in the lineup. 61-58, Reve. Free throw by Keller is good. Rolls through. A friendly roll here on LHS. He's been at the line a lot tonight, Logan Keller. Only a single field goal, but a lot of free throws.
He knocks this one down. It'll be his seventh free throw made.
Got them both. 63-58, 9.3 seconds to go. They're going to make the Indians hurry up floor. Wager feeds it down to Toole. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Skyler Toole with a three. And now we have a
technical foul by Ryan Moore.
Technical foul on.
So he could stop the clock. Because if not, they would have just let that one roll out like they did against Red Hill.
Yeah, 3/10 of a second to go. 3/10 of a second to go in the game. And 63-61, that was a smart foul there.
It's not a bad play. If he misses these, they got a chance at a shot at least.
Free throw up and in.
That's Keller at the line. He made another one.
Yeah.
It's his eighth made free throw. This will make nine.
64-61. Another free throw up and in. And Reve will have the ball. All they need to do is inbound, and the game will be over as the fans begin to head to the exits here on the Indian side. 3/10 of a second to go. In it comes, and the game is going to be over. It is over. And the final score, Vincennes Reve 65, and the Lawrenceville Indians 61. So the Indians fall to now 1-10, suffer their fifth loss in a row. And Vincennes Reve improves to 4-3 on the campaign. Indians made a valiant try at coming back, but couldn't get over the hump at the end, and Reve hits her free throws down the stretch and win it by a score of 65-61. 65-61, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We're back with a post-game show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here on the postgame show, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Vincennes Reveille Patriots 65-61. Joined by assistant coach Jeremy Brush. Jeremy, a difficult game, a disappointing game. I know you guys had high hopes, and you guys made a valiant effort, but just couldn't get over the hump there at the end.
Yeah, you know, the fourth quarter is just like what we had at Edwards County last week. You know, we don't come out and play here hard in the first half, and we finally turn it up there in the fourth quarter, but, you know, too little too late on that. You know, some of the things that we really worked on here yesterday and this morning actually walked through was stopping the ball penetration from the guards, and we just didn't do a good enough job on that.
Winningham back in the lineup for you. What kind of a lift does that give to you?
Well, it's nice to have him back. You definitely saw rebounding-wise the difference that he makes. You know, he kept telling me before the game that he was nervous, that he was going to get winded, and I told him, I said, I figure within the first 2 minutes he's going to be tugging on that jersey, and thought he did really well. He gave us a good boost. He got a couple quick fouls. We had to sit him there in the first quarter. That really did hurt because he provided an energy that this team was lacking. And, you know, I'm interested as we start the new year here going into Hudsonville in January, the energy that he brings, because you definitely saw it on the boards, offensive glass and defensive glass, what he can do for us.
Tough losing Jones here, too, tonight. He was doing the majority of your scoring, and to lose him to fouls really hurt.
Yeah, that really hurt, especially making that run in the fourth quarter. When he gets his feet set and he extends that arm, his shots are going down. He had it going for us. You know, he wanted to guard Malzahn, and which is what you want. When your best player is willing to guard their best player, that's what you're wanting. He took that challenge on. Unfortunately, he got called for a foul down there about 90 feet from the basket. So,
well, you guys are going to have some time off now, and I'm sure that Coach Bishop and you guys are going to be working and trying to get better.
Yeah, we'll come back tomorrow morning bright and early and start preparing for Hudsonville. That's all we can do.
All right, Jeremy, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
Coach. Indian assistant coach Jeremy Brush. As the Indians lose here by a score of 65-61. We'll be back with more on the postgame show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, the crowd filing out as the Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Vincennes Reveille Patriots by a score of 65-61. Indians again falling to 1-10 now with their fifth loss in a row. Reveille at 4-3. Time for our players and subs of the game. Brett?
With our Larry Bobes sub of the game, we're going to give that honor to Skylar Toole tonight. Skylar came off the bench and had 5 points, with a few free throws knocked down and a field goal. For our Loboil Slick player of the game, Steve, who are we giving that one to?
Giving that to Jordan Jones. He fouled out of the game and had 19 to lead the Indians here tonight. They could have used his offense down the stretch, and again, he fouled there. Not a very good foul to get him out of the game, but he was the catalyst for the Indians with some three-point shooting, had 3 three-pointers tonight. So Jordan Jones, the Loboil Slick player of the game, and Skylar Toole, the sub of the game. The what, Bob's Pizza sub of the game?
Yeah.
That's it?
They're
okay.
Bob's sub of the game.
I did that right off the top of my head without even looking.
Professional.
All right. That's going to do it for the broadcast here. We hope you've enjoyed the game, which we could have brought you a better result, but Vincennes Reveille picks up a win, avenging a defeat at Reveille last year. They win 65-61. Did we give the final scoring?
Yeah, you know what? I can go ahead and go over the statistics real quick for everyone. Jordan Jones led the way for the Indians with 18 points. Zeus Marsh had 12 points. Blaine Winningham with 9 points in his season debut. Connor Odell had 8 points. Ryan Moore with 5 off of the bench. And Skylar Toole with 5 off the bench. For the Reveille Patriots, Logan Keller, a lot of his points in the second half. 11 points on the night, 9 of those again in the second half. McCain Claycomb with 8 points. Austin Thomas with 8. And the leading scorer of the night, Colton Moisen with 21 points. Trayvon Taylor with 6 points before he fouled out. And rounding it out for the Patriots, Austin Finch with 7 points.
All right, so Reveille wins 65-61. The next Indian action, the JV, by the way. Indians won that 66-32. Skylar Toole with 16. Logan Williams with 14. Cale Powell with 14. So the Indians will next see action on Tuesday, January the 2nd. They'll be right back here at Lawrenceville High School. They'll take on the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers in non-conference play. That'll be our next broadcast. Hope we'll have you around then. Well, it does it for this game. Brett, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
To you as well, sir.
All right, and to our listeners, Again, the final score was 65-61. Vervey winning. Merry Christmas to one and all. Steve Anderson for our producer-engineer back at the studios. That's been Dennis Poland, Steve Anderson, Red Hartman saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.